Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Christina Leavenworth and Kate Moore from the Leavenworth team. Welcome back to the show.
Is this spooky Halloween music?
No, that was was The Who.
Oh, it is. Oh, gosh. I'm so terrible with music.
I should have queued it up a little bit later where it goes, yeah!
Oh, I was thinking it was just Halloween themed because it's right around the corner.
Oh, well, we'll do that too at some point.
Yes. Well, happy to be here.
Yeah. So what's new?
What's new? You know, the real estate market's still moving, but right now it is a little slow due to the elections coming up. A lot of people just were hearing that they just want to wait. But we do know, and this is what you look at, typically there's so much data behind it. After nearly every single election, prices go up, sales go up, and interest rates go down. So Kate and I were just talking before the show. If I was a buyer out there right now, this is a golden opportunity. Sellers that really need to sell are likely going to be the most flexible they've ever been because it's slow. They're going to likely possibly buy down your rate, give you some closing costs. They're just going to be a lot more flexible on things. I think once, you know, the time to buy is when everyone else isn't out there. You don't want all your friends bidding on the same house, and then that's when you're buying. But for whatever reason, people seem to go, I want to wait when everyone waits. But in my opinion, if I was looking to buy a home right now, this is when I'd be making moves.
Yeah. And in my neighborhood alone, we had one home that was for sale. And just in the last week, now there's six homes for sale.
Yeah.
And that goes back to our conversation that we've had. When's the best time of year to put your home up for sale?
Yes.
And you said it's always a good time.
It's always a good time. And it depends on your personal situation. Right now, if people do have flexibility to wait, we are saying, hey, let's wait until February. Typically, spring is our busiest time of year. Mm-hmm. But it depends on your situation. If you need to sell, you need to sell. So let's get it on the market. That buyer may be out there. You don't want to miss them. But if you have time to wait, I recommend enjoy the holidays with your family. Take that time. Don't be sitting on pins and needles waiting for a showing. And then let's list it after the holidays. And you have time to declutter after you open all those presents, get it clean, have time for us to go over there and get it staged and do all that stuff so it's a not stressful situation.
Absolutely. Meg Peltier is in studio. She's going to be my co-host today on Pep Talk, asking lots of questions of our guests. Meg, I know you have some questions for her as well.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be here. It's so great to see Christina and Karen. It's nice to see both of you. And I met Christina years ago in media, actually, mm-hmm. when we were in media before. So I'm so curious. Tell me what you love now about real estate and how did you make the switch?
Oh, it's such a long story. Honestly, I was pregnant at the time and I was working for Channel 3 and my mother-in-law told me I couldn't work out or like really move and freaked me out. So I was like, I'll just get my real estate license as a side hustle thing. And then very quickly realized that a lot of the skills from being in the media translate really well, being a great communicator, the get it done mentality, and just being willing to work hard. And I think that's what we see across the board for everyone on our team. They have those same character traits. And I think that's what makes a realtor great. And thinking outside the box. Being in the media, they say you have 2 hours to get the hardest person in the world to talk on camera about something they don't want to talk about, and you're live at 4. So then now someone has wood rot, and it needs to be fixed in 2 weeks. Oh, I got this. A lot of realtors, I mean, they're like, oh, we have 2 weeks. How are we going to get someone out there? And yeah. I'm like, this is so easy.
Right.
So that sort of thing.
For sure.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Karen's on your team.
Kate.
Yeah, Kate's on your team at Levin Rinky.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself, Kate, and what you're doing with Christina. She's got to be a terrific mentor.
Oh, she's a fantastic mentor. And I'm so grateful that she took me in a few years ago. It's been really fun. You know, real estate is a learning curve. Every day is a curveball. But we do a lot of collaborations together, constantly challenging ourselves on what we can be doing better. How can we be better realtors? How can we be more immersed in the market? And so I love that about our team. Everybody's on our team is a go-getter. We work hard. We absolutely love our clients and what we do. So I'm proud to be on the Leavenworth team.
And Kate has fantastic reviews just on what she does above and beyond to help her clients, where, again, we don't sleep well at night. If things are not going well with the deal, whether it's selling your house or helping you buy it, we take it really personally because we're both moms. We know what a stressful situation it is. You're moving your children. Maybe the kid is already excited about that new bedroom. Mm-hmm. We just have the empathy with that, and I think that goes a really long way.
Absolutely.
And just, yeah, a lot of times sellers are like, so what's the special sauce? I'm like, I don't know. We just throw everything at a wall and see what sticks. Because things change constantly in real estate on what's the newest, latest, greatest thing to get the most exposure for that home. And we're constantly looking for that. And I think that's what sets us apart. Other agents aren't. They are going back to maybe what worked in 2000 or what worked when they first started. As with every industry, things are changing so quickly with technology and just trying to find outside the box ideas. Today, we're doing a sunset open house for one of our homes. It's on Santa Clara. It's in Navarre on the water. So if you guys are out and about and want some cheese, charcuterie, and wine and watch a beautiful sunset, come out to that. But that's an idea. A lot of people just do Saturday open houses. We're going to do a sunset open house on a Thursday. We're doing videos at the houses. A lot of times we're just doing different things with virtual staging or virtual renovation to give people vision, anything, just to see what works, because we need to get those homes sold.
It sounds great.
Yeah, we've talked before about the home process being a stressful situation for families, and certainly when they have to clear out so that people can come through and tour the home. And you certainly work with families to accommodate that, right?
Oh my gosh, and I can let Kate talk about that, just how we help with every step of the way in the staging process.
Oh yeah, so from, I would say, the first sit down and meet and greet all the way through to the end. I mean, speaking personally, I had a client in Milton recently with me, and just kind of a family situation. They had to sell. Mom got moved to assisted living in Michigan where they live, so they knew nothing here. The son was trying to take care of the sale. He needed the house completely emptied by somebody professional, needed a moving company, needed it deep cleaned, all of the things. So we just worked together. I mean, I think I was at that house more than I was my own for a period. Just meeting, you know, a moving company, finding one that you know and trust is very important. We have a few of those in our back pocket, and having a cleaning lady there, finally getting pictures. We have this cool technology we can virtually stage. So since the house was empty, it's okay. It looked like it had stuff in it online, which was really nice. But it's things like that. You kind of have to just take the stress level off of them a bit, put it on your own shoulders, and let it ride. I'm like, it's a journey, and it's not meant to be stressful for my clients. So yeah, let me help you out.
And I think about this often whenever, if I need a switch, I would never switch a hairdresser, but if I did, that would be such a stressful process. but if you're like switching doctors, switching a financial advisor, they need all these things, and it's just so exhausting. Sometimes it's easier just sticking with who you're with rather than getting someone new and better. Mm-hmm. With us, it's easy. If you call us, we can get over there ASAP, get your home listed in less than a week, and we coordinate all this stuff. Like, we're sending the photographer over. We're telling you where to put things. It's a very easy process with us. You do not need to give us every single bit of data in your life and have to transfer documents. We make it simple where, again, it's just a phone call, and we're over there, and we can get your home on the market fast.
You had me on the staging part.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's a big piece.
And we do all that for you. And it's also so important. We talk to people all the time who are taken advantage of. They hire a painter or a cleaner, and the cleaner says it's going to be X amount and then doubles it. And that kills us. So whenever you can use our people, it's so much better because we have trusted relationships. They're not going to screw us over because we send them business. Right. We know they do a good job, and we know that their work is excellent. So if you ever need anything like that, go to our people. Like, again, like the movers we have, the cleaners, any sort of handyman, we use them for a reason.
How important is it to have the house staged as opposed to leaving it open space?
So when we're saying staging, a lot of times we're using your own furniture. Mm-hmm. So we're not, and if it's empty, we mostly bring furniture in when it's our builders and our flippers. So if it's an average family, we're not going to typically bring things in unless it's really needed because the space is super awkward. Because mm-hmm. we can paint that vision through virtual staging and other things. But when it's your own stuff, as far as getting stuff off countertops, maybe removing a rug, we're working mostly with your own stuff. So it's not a big deal. But a lot of people, after we do it, they go, oh my gosh, why am I moving? My house is beautiful. And even the photos, they fall in love with those. And we say, remember, you wanted to downsize. Or remember, you wanted to go be near the grandbabies. But we make it look its best. It's very important that your home looks its best when showing your properties, especially in this market.
Speaking of photos, is it better for them to have a professional photographer, or can they just use their iPhone?
No, they can't use their iPhone.
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
We don't allow that. No. So we have a professional photographer that we pay for, and none of this costs them a dime. And he's the best real estate photographer in the region. We have him on lockdown. If we need photos, they will move the schedule around to get us in if somebody says, I need to sell tomorrow. So having those relationships is key. And I think that is also part of the special sauce. These relationships, if I need a wood rot person, I can get them over there tomorrow. We can do whatever we need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you love what you do. So what do you love the most about it? Do you like the buying, the selling, the people?
For me, it's the people. I've been a people person since I can remember. I love meeting people. I love experiencing their life, their culture, how I can help, really submerging myself, maybe sometimes too much where I get like emotionally involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like she said, literally I'm texting Christina at 3 a.m. because I'm like, oh, what am I going to do about this?
Yeah.
But I just love the people. I've gotten really close to some of my clients. I keep in contact with all of my past clients. And some of them are like, hey, we just painted, or hey, we did something to the house, come over and check it out. And so that's really fun to be there for their big life moments too, like we're pregnant, or you know, he finally proposed, and so it's really neat to be part of that.
Absolutely, and I'd agree with that. I like changing the perception of realtors. So realtors have a reputation as like a used car salesman. A lot of them do, and then whenever they have an experience with someone on our team, I love those reviews where it was like, this was such a great experience. Christina is now a part of my family. Kate's now a part of my family. Showing them that it can be different, that you do have someone that truly cares about your goals, not their own. There's a ton of realtors that show people homes that they're like, I didn't want to be in Milton. Why are you showing that to me? Right. Or, you know, doing things as far as selling their home, coming in with an inflated price saying, oh, we can sell it for that, which is not a true statement. And then it sits on the market and all that stress, and then to do price reduction after price reduction. We really try to tell them, hey, here's where we think the price should be. However, it's not a crystal ball. We are not always right. If you want to list higher, we'll work with you, but we're going to have to bring it down. So I'd rather be honest from the get-go and tell them that and maybe not get the listing. Maybe they go with the person that gave them that higher price, but our integrity is most important.
That's actually a good point, because that price point that you start out with and doing the comps is a big part of that, and making sure that you're priced right.
Yes.
So talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, we do that all the time. And that's a huge part of our job, is analyzing the data. And we don't only look at the homes that have sold. We look at what's active, what's your competition now, what has expired, what has been withdrawn, what homes didn't sell. And we show them all this data and we come up with a price together where we say, okay, here's what we see here. This is what I'm thinking your price should be. And then they go, well, Susie down the street just sold her home for $600,000. Well, Susie's home was 2,000 square feet bigger, and she had a pool, and the kitchen was fully renovated. So that is going to be a different price point than your home that is completely original, that sort of thing. So we have those conversations with them and let them know, because they just hear, and again, they hear rumors. Sometimes they hear that Susie sold her home, and I pull it. I go, Susie's home is not sold. It never sold. Here's the property appraiser. Here's this. So we give them truthful data so they can make the best decision. And, you know, it's not the lottery. You don't say, I'm going to list my home for twice as much as it's worth and just throw it out there. Like, we're here to sell your home. Like, it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for the client. It's definitely not fun for us. So that's why we're there. If you're wanting to play the lottery, maybe we're not your agent. in the nicest way. Again, right. Like, trying to list something way overpriced. But there's also times where it's just finding that right buyer. You know, you have a very unique property, and we really try to do everything we can to find that buyer for the home.
What sort of investments should homeowners be making in their home to help them down the road when they do sell?
I mean, kitchens and bathrooms, that's always a huge
hands
one.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Flooring, nobody wants carpet.
Yeah, no one
hands
wants
down,
carpet.
Hands down, everybody that I talk to is like, no carpet. Actually, I'm like, we can tear it out. It's okay. No, yeah. No carpet. And then kitchens and bathrooms go a long way. And literally, just maintain your home well.
Yeah.
Clean it. Change out the filters. Dust it. I mean, you would be shocked to know the houses that we walk into that literally are disgusting. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let's get some magic erasers out, you know, some Windex and some dust rags, but literally just maintaining your home goes a long way.
It really does. And people can see that.
Yeah, if you can see an inch of dust on your baseboards and things growing out of your air filter system with your HVAC, as a buyer, I mean, that you have not been maintaining your home, obviously.
And these are real stories.
I have some horror stories. Yeah. But
a fresh coat of paint, that is such a big thing. If you're about to list, doing that, and some people don't need it, but a fresh coat of paint goes such a long way because colors get so dated. So maybe what was cool even 2012 is not exactly cool anymore. So coming in with that fresh coat of paint, plus it smells so good. It smells fresh. So if someone can either do it themselves or pay someone, that has a lot of bang for its buck.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Lighting.
Lighting,
that's another
too.
Thing. Put all your light bulbs in. Make sure they're all the same, not yellow and LED and whatever. But I think lighting goes a long way to help it bright and light, makes it open.
What about landscaping and the look of this home on the outside?
Curb appeal, for sure.
Curb appeal.
For sure. We help with, and that's also very cheap to do. Get some fresh flowers as you're getting into spring. Like, plant them right before. Once I had a mom, her husband was deployed, and she just got overwhelmed as she was listening. We helped her, I think, unload 50 bags of mulch the day of photos. Oh. So I got like the whole team out there. We're doing it. We're getting it all good to go. That home sold in like one day. It was great. But that does really help. And a fresh cut. And it all depends on their financial situation. If they don't have the money to do it, we try to work with vendors that might get paid at closing. And we look at the whole scenario. And if it is two layers of dust and all these things and you can't do anything, then the price is going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. If you do want top dollar for your home, though, you really should do these things we suggest.
We do have a comment for you on the text line here, 850-437-1620, by the way, if you have any questions today. Realtors also need to tell homeowners to declutter.
Oh, my gosh. That's the biggest thing. We come in, and when we're doing that staging appointment, we're telling them to do that. And a lot of times we say, it's like, we're going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So we will say, like, okay, we need everything off countertops, and they have to move anyway. So let's get a head start on it. And it's okay if you load it all in your garage. That doesn't bother me at all. You can shove it in closets. That's fine. But we need to get it looking the best it can. And that's why we like to meet with you so early, because if you're trying to do that in 1 week, that is just a bad situation. You are so stressed out, and then we feel that stress. So if we have some lead time to say, okay, here's your checklist. We're going to declutter this room, declutter that room, mow the yard, you can get it all done.
Yeah, I would say as a seller too, this is not about us not liking your home or not liking your decor. This is about business, and we need to sell your home, and you want to sell your home, right? So don't
Poor
be offended
hour.
When
don't
we're like –
Don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally. We're just trying to do a job, and I think that's one of the things that can kind of get misconstrued in the industry as well, is like, well, this person said I had to paint and take this off. I'm not taking pictures of children off my walls. There's no way. And I'm like, it's not that we don't want to see it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just this is how you got to sell. So – as a seller, I would suggest definitely to be open-minded, have some thick skin, and get ready to hear things that you might not necessarily want to hear.
Yeah. And we're able to, like, explain it to them in a nice way as well. Because they come in and they see all – I even tell people, if you have, like, FSU up, what if a Gator fan is walking into your home? So I talk to them about that, being like, hey, any sort of sports stuff, instantly,
that
person could walk in and go – ooh, they're Gator fans, or whatever it is, and say, I don't know if I could live in a house. And it just starts their brain. So we try to depersonalize the home.
Taking politics out of the home.
Definitely politics.
Taking the personal pictures, too.
Personal pictures. It's one thing if you have one or two and it's tasteful. If you have, you know, photos everywhere, we're gonna trim that down. Mm-hmm. If you have this magnets on the fridge, fridges can have nothing on them. We get all magnets off, everything off countertops. Mm. A lot of, like, some rugs work, but some make it look smaller. So all of this, there's a reason. There's a reason for the madness.
Well, absolutely. I don't really want to sell my place, but I'm thinking maybe you should come take a look at
okay.
it.
Just to help you. Just to help you.
Oh,
just
yeah.
She just wants you to clean her house.
Yeah, but we love doing that. If people, and we had someone recently, she's like, I might want to sell in like 4 or 5 years. What are things I can do now to increase value? And it's such tiny things where it's even like changing out the knobs of your cabinets. Maybe you have some dated knobs, and that's a cheap thing. You can get them from Amazon and update it that way. Mm-hmm. Or like Kate said, a light fixture. It's not as expensive. We can look at it and give you ideas. And some people on the team are better than others. Kate's really good at it.
Especially chipped. You go into homes with kitchens that have cabinets that are worn on them. And Lowe's has an insane section of paint pens that literally match any wood you could have ever imagined. And I always tell them they're literally $9.99. Pick one up and you shake it and just paint it. You can hardly tell a difference. But little things like that over time make a humongous difference.
And we're frugal. We don't want people spending money on their home that they're not going to live in. But we do want to get them top dollar. Mm-hmm. So marrying those two where it's like, yeah, get the little cabinet paint pen. You don't need to get new cabinets. No. We're not going to make you do that. Or even like, oh, should I get new countertops? Most of the time, the answer is no. We're just going to declutter it and we're going to put some little pretty things there and make it look fine. However, if you have holes in your walls and your kid took crayon and scribbled all over everything, we are going to suggest let's get that cleaned up. Let's fix that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And we also look at things that may prevent financing, like if you have peeling paint, if you have anything that is a hazard or like VA loans, you have to be able to open and close windows. Some homes in East Hill, those don't open. So we look at all those things so we can open up options for as many potential buyers as possible.
They also need to pass home inspection too.
So home inspections are not a pass or fail. A lot of people think that. Okay. It is just
what's for insurance,
report
right?
That is, so there's a 4-point, but there's a report that's the status of your home, letting you know here's what you're dealing with. And some things that are maybe insurance related items, you can ask for them to fix. And or if it just really is like, man, I need windows that open. I didn't know those didn't open. You could ask them to fix it. And that's a whole negotiation. But on the 4-point, we do really want that as clean as possible so you get the lowest insurance rate as possible.
Okay.
So yeah, there's three inspections you get on most homes.
Yeah.
So
and you help the
oh my gosh, yeah. We do all that. So we do that is the bread and butter. Like, okay, home inspection report, quotes, let's go.
Yeah,
and
get scheduled.
Yeah, get a schedule.
Yeah. Really advocate because you can see by looking at an inspection report what's going to be needed with insurance or if they're getting lending.
What's major and what's not.
What's not, mm-hmm. right? And you can help translate that to your client because getting an inspection report of 60 pages is very overwhelming for a client to look at. And that's what you see, honestly, in an older home. And they all of a sudden freak out, throw the papers, they're out, they're done, they're not buying this house. You're like, whoa, 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 this is really not what it's meant to be. It's not that scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And I know when people work with you, you're communicating with them through the whole process. You know, one of those realtors that just gets it up for sale and then you disappear.
We have like a CRM like that we go through and we see how many text messages are in the midst of a transaction. It's like over 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Just between all the back and forth and the phone calls. So it's a lot of communication. And then we want to be better than everyone. So it's even just like, hey, happy Mother's Day. And, you know, I was thinking about you. This is a really cute paint color for you. Because, again, we take it personal. Mm-hmm. And they become our family along the way. And we want them. We're excited for them.
Yeah.
It has to be the best feeling, though. I still love seeing the pictures when someone has actually got the keys to their new home.
Yeah.
That's got to be the best feeling.
I have
when
a first-time home buyer that we met last night for their final walkthrough. And they were literally speechless. Like, this is going to be mine in 2 days. Like, I'm literally getting the keys. And this has been a dream of theirs for a really long time. And I was they're like, are you coming to closing? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like jumping in the driveway. Like, I'm so excited. We're going to celebrate. So that is really fun to see. Like, it is the American dream. Mm-hmm. And you are now building your own equity and your own future. And, like, they're joining two apartments into one house, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So
it is really fun. It's really special when you know that you're kind of part of where they're going to be celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving, and it is a cool, special process.
It's like you're angels for these people to help them make their dreams come true.
Yeah.
I can see where you would leave media to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to be
absolutely.
An angel for someone.
Yeah, it's a little bit more positive than the media is. just a tad.
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah. Just a tad. But yeah, we love it and it's nice doing that. And again, we love answering questions anytime, not just when we're on the show. And the number is 378-1260. Anybody on my team will answer it at any time. So if you call that, ask us questions like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about doing that. And we love referrals. So tell your friends, be like, call Christina Leavenworth and her team because we truly love helping people. Like, we want to be your real estate advisors for life. Like, where it's like, if you need anything, you're calling us first. Before you do that paint color, you better call us because we're going to say, like, because there's literally 5,000 shades of white. We can give you like 3 really good ones in 2 seconds. So.
One more time. How do they get a hold of you?
Either just Google Christina Leavenworth team or 378-1260. Save it as your favorite realtor so it's easier to find.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here.